God loves his sheep, and God loves his shepherds. It's hard to go in the Bible anywhere and not come across a shepherd. From early on, we have Abel. You know, there's Cain and Abel, the next born, and he was a shepherd. We have Abraham tending the flocks. Of course, many back in those days were shepherds. It was part of their life and livelihood. We have Jacob, who became Israel, and his wife Rachel. The first time we meet her, when he meets her in the Bible in Genesis, it says Rachel was a shepherdess. She was a shepherd as well. We have Joseph, of course, the 12 tribes. They were all shepherds. Moses. Now, at first, Moses was raised in Egypt, but after he was 40 years old, he fled to Midian. And it says in Midian, for 40 years, he was a shepherd. God used that time to train him to shepherd his flock Israel after those 40 years. We have David, who wrote Psalm 23. Of course, he was a shepherd boy well before he became king. But again, they go together, shepherding actual sheep and shepherding people, which is God's flock. We have, outside of Bethlehem, we read in Luke 2 about the birth of Jesus Christ. And who among all the people on the planet did God, the Father, want to share the news of the birth of his son, the Messiah, with first? Unknown shepherds who are out, it says, watching over their flocks by night just outside of Bethlehem. God chose them. Now, when we get to heaven, there's a number of people I'm looking forward to seeing. Above all, Jesus. And that's enough. But I think of these shepherds who we don't know their names, but you know, to hear from them directly about that time when the angel appeared to them and they were terrified and then don't be afraid. And then they went into Bethlehem and there he was in the manger. And then they went and shared the good news. Shepherds. Peter. Looking into 1 Peter again today. Peter, of course, was a fisherman initially by trade. And when Jesus called him to follow him, he said, now you're not only going to fish for fish, I'm going to make you a fisher of people. We get to the end of the Gospel of John. And Jesus restores Peter when Jesus asks him, Simon, son of John, that's Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus says, feed my lambs. And then Jesus asks him again, do you love me? And Peter says, you know I love you. And Jesus says, take care of my sheep. And then the third time, and Jesus says, feed my sheep. So Peter was a fisher of people, and then he was really one of the first shepherds in the New Testament of the church, of God's flock. In 1 Peter chapter 5, which we're going to look at today, verses 1 through 6, in this letter, Peter addresses elders in the church. Now, he's writing to exiles who were scattered, and yet they were together in groups, and there were leaders, shepherds, elders among them. And Peter addresses the elders in the church as fellow shepherds along with him, and he gives us some wise words for the shepherds and for the sheep, because again, God loves his sheep. So 1 Peter chapter 5, if you have your Bible and want to read along, I'm reading verses 1 through 6. Reading in Jesus' name. And in the NIV Bible here, there's a header, a subtitle. It says, to the elders and the flock. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Let us pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and the meditations in all our hearts as we hear your word be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock, our redeemer, and our shepherd. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. First, the shepherds or elders among the flock. To be an honorable shepherd really begins with recognizing the flock is God's. It is His. We are His. We sang a song earlier from Psalm 95, "O come, let us worship and bow down," straight from Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. Verse 7 says, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." Notice the His pasture, His care. Similarly, Psalm 100, which Larry read from, verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." His. We are His. He made us. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. God uses this a lot, going right from people to sheep to people, one and the same. There is a stunning verse to me in Acts chapter 20. It's verse 28. It says, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which He bought with His own blood." That's the really stunning part to me. God created us. We're His by ownership. God calls us to be His people. We're His flock under His care. But that's not even enough. God bought us, redeemed us back from sin, back from death, back from eternal separation away from Him. It says, with His own blood, the blood of God is stunning. We are His. We go back in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, when Peter responds to Jesus. Jesus said, "Who do people say I am?" And then Jesus says, "Who do you, disciples, say I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "This was revealed to you by my Father in heaven, not by people." And then Jesus said, "And on this I will build my church." Jesus said, "I will build my church." Notice again the possession. And again back to John chapter 21, when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" The three times Jesus says, "Feed my lambs." He doesn't say, "Take care of those people, watch over the church or your church." Each time, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep, feed my sheep, my. Now, what are elders, shepherds of the flock, called to be and to do? It mentions watching. Verse 2, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing. Watching and being willing as God wants us to be. That word watch, it's a big part of a shepherd's job. The shepherds outside of Bethlehem were keeping watch over their flocks by night. They weren't off to the side playing cards, ignoring the sheep. They were keeping watch over the sheep. And what's a big part of watching over the sheep? Not only seeing the sheep, seeing if they're okay and seeing that they're together, but also looking out beyond the sheep for predators, namely wolves. Watch out for any predators, any danger that might endanger the flock. Back in Matthew chapter 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Watch out for false prophets." He says, "False prophets will come to you in sheep's clothing. They'll look like us. They'll sound nice. But inwardly," he said, "they are ferocious wolves." False prophet. Teaching contrary to God's word. Jesus says, watch out for them. A shepherd, an elder, leader in the church of God's flock, are to watch out. Also watch out for deception from the world, which again seeps in through people who absorb the world and then bring it into the flock, the church. In Romans chapter 16, it says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned, which is God's word. It says, keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. You hear that? Watch out. Keep away from them. They're not serving the Lord, but their own appetites. And there's smooth talk and flattery. It comes in, right? Keep watch. I'm going to go back to Acts chapter 20 again. I'm going to reread verse 28 and then go on to the next two verses. Again, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the elders, the leaders, the shepherds in Ephesus just before he was leaving their town. And Paul goes on, he says, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. We hear these warnings. Watch out. Going on in 1 Peter 5. Talks about being an example to the flock in verse 3. Shepherds, elders, be examples to the flock in what you teach, in what you say, in what you do, and how you live. This is daunting. This is a heavy responsibility. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, again, this is Paul now. He says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. That is key. It is not the leadership that you are to follow per se. It is the leadership who are following Jesus Christ. It is ultimately following Jesus. I want to share from an article. This is from the November-December issue of Faith and Fellowship magazine. It's a Church of Lutheran Brethren publication. And by the way, if you do not receive this, please let me know, and I will add your name and address to the list, and you just get this free every 2 months. But this is a brother pastor in Montana. His name is Mike Hussey. I'm just going to read the opening of his article. It says, Imitators of Christ. For me as a pastor, the scariest passage in all of Scripture is 1 Corinthians 11:1. It's a tiny little verse written by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Corinthian believers. He writes, and from the ESV, says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Imitate or follow me as I imitate and follow after Christ. The reason this passage scares me so much is that I know my failings. I know my brokenness. I know my sin. Because of that, I'll be the first to tell you, don't follow me as I follow Christ. I'm a sinner who will fail you. Leave me out of the equation. Simply follow Christ because he will never fail you. That being said, I know that I am a Christian today because I followed other people as they followed Christ. I followed my parents, my grandparents, pastor, youth pastor, and many wonderful saints who were part of my home church. They modeled for me what Christianity looked like. They were passionate about God's word and deeply desired that I would love God and his word too. Not surprisingly, they were not perfect. They too were sinners who failed and fell short of the glory of God. They were imperfect people and imperfect examples to follow, but God still used them to model for me what it is to be a believer. God uses imperfect. In fact, you could say he only uses imperfect people to be modeled as they follow after Christ. Can you move on from the honorable shepherds to the humble sheep? In verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, goes on and says, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor and grace to the humble. All of you. So going from the honorable shepherds, just from being a shepherd, is to recognize again that we are all, shepherds included, God's sheep. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility. For the third time, I'm going to read Acts 20, verse 28. Because it says, and this is Paul speaking to the elders in Ephesus, the shepherds there. He says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Notice the first part. It doesn't just say, keep watch over that flock. First part, keep watch over yourselves. Be careful, keep watch. If a shepherd ever thinks he is above the sheep with that any sort of pride or anything like that, guess what? That shepherd has now just kind of disqualified himself and failed. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 15, he has some words, and this is really speaking to the sheep, to everyone. He says, leave them. He's talking about shepherds, leaders, who are not following him and not following God's word. Talking about blind guides. Jesus says, leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. If the shepherd, if the leader, again, is not leading from God's word and not following Jesus Christ, Jesus says, leave them. Don't follow that leader. It's not a leader you want to follow, because they will lead you right into the pit. Sheep do need direction. Now I'm going to share. This is from Our Daily Bread. It's going back a few years. It was from November of 2018. Our Daily Bread. We have these devotionals available. Pick one up. Read the Daily Bread devotional. This one's called Dumb Sheep, Good Shepherd. Dumb Sheep, Good Shepherd. I'll read it. It says, my friend Chad spent a year as a shepherd in Wyoming. Sheep are so dumb that they'll only eat what is right in front of them, he told me. Even if they've eaten all the grass in front of them, they won't turn to look for a fresh patch. They'll just start eating dirt. We laughed, and I couldn't help but think about how often the Bible compares humans to sheep. No wonder we need a shepherd. But since sheep are so dumb, not just any shepherd will do. Sheep need a shepherd who cares about them. When the prophet Ezekiel wrote to God's people in exile, captives in Babylon, he compared them to sheep led by bad shepherds. Instead of caring for the flock, Israel's leaders had exploited them, profiting from them, and then leaving them for the wild animals to devour. But they were not without hope. God, the good shepherd, promised to rescue them from the leaders who exploited them. He promised to bring them home, put them in lush pastures, and give them rest. He would heal the injured and go after the lost. He would banish wild animals so that his flock would be safe. Members of God's flock are in need of tender care and direction. How blessed we are to have a shepherd, capital S, who is always leading us to green pastures. And I'm going to read a shorter piece. This is from a website called The Peninsula. This is going back even farther, 2009. But the article title is 400 Sheep Fall Off Cliff in Turkey. See what's coming here? Istanbul. Hundreds of sheep followed their leader off a cliff in eastern Turkey, plunging to their deaths this week while shepherds looked on in dismay. 400 sheep fell 15 meters to their deaths in a ravine in the Van province near Iran. but broke the fall of another 1,100 animals who survived. Newspaper reports said, shepherds from Iklislar village neglected the flock while eating breakfast, leaving the sheep to roam free. The Radical Daily said, the loss to local farmers was estimated at $74,000. 400 sheep followed what became their leader as the shepherds were eating breakfast. Weren't watching over. So they followed, I'm guessing, one of the sheep that just took charge and led 400 over a cliff. Those first 400 died, but they cushioned the fall of another 1,000 after them that survived. Probably some injuries in there. Sheep need direction, but we need the right direction. Amen? Amen. Remember Jesus' words, that first line of that article. Hundreds of sheep followed their leader off a cliff. It sounds like what Jesus said, blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both or all 400 or however many will fall into the pit. So yes, being a sheep, it's a humbling comparison because sheep are rather dumb and helpless, and we are the sheep. And yet, God gives his flock, us sheep, some discernment. And in Jesus speaking to the sheep, saying, don't follow them. You know, that red flag goes up. It's like, I don't think that's right. Look to the Bible and turn back to God and do find some good direction. Now, there's a stunning verse at the end of the longest psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119. It's also the longest chapter in the entire Bible by verse count, 176 verses long. And if you've read Psalm 119 or are familiar with this psalm, it's a long psalm to sum up, but we could really say the whole thing is like a love song, an ode to God's word, to God's commands, to God's law, and to following and hearing and obeying God's word, God's law, God's commands. The whole psalm. I'm just going to share two verses, and then I'll go to the last verse. Psalm 119, verse 44, says, I will always obey your law forever and ever. Sounds good? Verse 106, I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow, Lord, your righteous laws. And the whole psalm is like that. And you would think this person who writes this psalm would be a good one to follow because they are following and obeying and loving God's word, his laws. We read through 175 verses like that, and this is the final verse of Psalm 119. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. Isn't that striking? It's even more striking if you read through the whole psalm, 175 verses, where you're like, wow, just God, I confirmed your law is good. I will follow. I love your righteous decrees, on and on and on. I have strayed like a lost sheep. And it strikes as so honest. A big part of being humble as a sheep and as a shepherd is being honest. It's not me. Lord, I'm still straying like a lost sheep. I love your word. I seek to follow your law. But every Sunday, and hopefully throughout the week, you confess your sins to God and confess your lostness, your need for his help and direction. I've strayed like a lost sheep. Seek me, Lord. Seek your servant. I have not forgotten your commands, but I need your help. Well, honorable shepherds, humble sheep, which is all of us, including, in fact, to be an honorable shepherd, you need to recognize you're a humble sheep, right? But praise God, it is not up to us. We have the chief shepherd. And here's another stunning verse in 1 Peter 5, verse 4. When the chief shepherd, capital C, capital S, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. You being those who have been examples to the flock, been watching over his flock honorably and humbly. There's a word I typed into my outline, and Microsoft Word apparently didn't like it. It put a little red squiggly under it, like, not a word. But this is a good word. Under shepherd. Under shepherd. I like it as one word. I put a little hyphen in to get rid of the red squiggly, but under shepherd, because every shepherd of God's flock is under God's mighty hand, is under the chief shepherd. Those of us who are called to be shepherds, we are under shepherds. Imagine receiving, it's his promise, a crown of glory that will never fade away from the chief shepherd. The chief shepherd, Jesus. There are three descriptors for him as shepherd in the Bible. At least three. The one right here, chief. Chief shepherd. Chief means top, head, chief, in charge of. But the Greek word behind chief is arche, like A-R-C-H-E. Or even see like arch, like archangel, one of the top over the other angels. Or archetype. Or archaeology, which also means it takes us back to the original, the old. He is the chief original and top head shepherd, is Jesus. In the Bible, we also read and hear of Jesus as the good shepherd. The good shepherd from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Verse 14, he says again, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, Jesus, the Lamb of God, who lays down his life as sacrifice to save ours. Awesome. Jesus is the chief shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for us, for the sheep. Jesus is the great shepherd. This is from Hebrews chapter 13, and I'm going to use this as our benediction today. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. And so, if you are able, I invite you to please stand, please rise to receive the benediction. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, may he equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And all God's sheep said, Amen.